Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Throughout the world, I go into the homes of children everywhere, and I sit on the bedside table of children everywhere, sometimes on the floor, sometimes on the normal tables, and sometimes I'm in their heart. But I'm Mr. Candle, and I go around visiting children all over the world, sharing with them the adventures that I have with other children and the wonderful experiences that I have. This is Mr. Candle, and I like being Mr. Candle because I have exciting adventures. Last night, I visited with a number of young people, and there was Tom and Mary and John and Paul and Peter and Joseph and all sorts of other good kids. There's just quite a little group of them. And Paul was the leader, because Paul was 5 years old, and the other kids were 5 years old too, but Paul was 5 years old. He probably was a day older than the rest of them, but he was 5 years old. And he said, "I'm 5 years old, and I know what I'm doing." And so they had just read in the National Geographic some stories about mountain climbing in the Himalayas and mountain climbing in Africa and mountain climbing in California. And Paul said, "Hey, I want to be a mountain climber." And all the rest of his friends said, "Okay, Paul, let's be a mountain climber. Let's go mountain climbing." Well, in the park, there was a number of hills that were kind of high, and they went up, and in the wintertime, the hills are used for sledding and sliding down with your sled and your roller, with all the things, your skis and stuff that you're playing with, and it's just lots of fun. And so, Paul says, "Let's go over there." And so he invited his friends all to the park, which was just right out the back door of their house, actually. And they had a gate opening right into the park. And so they opened the park. They opened the gate. And as they went into this park, there was this tall hill. And Paul said, "There's our mountain." And everybody said, "Oh, that's just a ski hill." Paul said, "That is our mountain. Now, do you have your mountain shoes on?" "No, we're barefoot." "All right. Then we're going to be like the Sherpas in the Himalayas who climb around in the mountain barefoot, way below zero. And they're magical people, really wonderful people. They're like the penguins. They're like the different birds who stand out in the rain and out in the freezing weather with their feet without having shoes on. We're going to climb this mountain barefoot." And all the kids said, "Okay, Paul, you lead us." And so Paul had a stick. And he says, "Well, I am the shepherd. I am the one who goes up first. We all follow. Now, stay close behind me." And all the kids followed Paul. Now, Paul didn't go straight up the mountain. He didn't go straight up that hill because that was a high, high, high mountain. And they would go this way. They'd go to the right, and then they'd go to the left, and they'd go up a little bit, and then they'd go right, and they'd go left. And pretty soon, they had crisscrossed the front face of the wonderful mountain hill in the playground there, in the play yard, and they had gone up and up and up and up. And then Paul says, "All right, are you ready?" And they said, "What do you mean, are we ready?" "We're about ready to stand up on the peak. Who brought the flag that we're going to put up on the peak?" And Mary says, I did. And Paul said, "But that's an American flag." Mary says, "That's right. That's an American flag, and that's the one I want to put on the peak." And Paul says, "All right." And so they all got up on the peak of the mountain. And they looked out over the vast valley and the playgrounds and the slides and the swings and the other children running around playing. And here was their little group. There were six intrepid explorers going up this mountainside. And Paul said, "Okay, let's all sit down now and have a rest. Now, who brought the sandwiches?" "Sandwiches? And Peter says, I did. I brought 8 sandwiches. And Paul says, well, why did you bring 8 sandwiches? There's only 7 of us here. Well, I figured you as a leader should have 2 sandwiches. Well, that's a smart thing to do, Paul said. Thank you very much, Peter. And they all sat there on top of this mountain, looking out over the lands and out over their houses and out over their own homes and out over the valleys and the hills. And Paul says, okay, now let's sit down. Stay down. Some of the kids were jumping up and down and running around. Paul says, come on now, gather around. Sit down. And Paul said, okay, if we ever want to accomplish anything in life and we all work together as a team, it's much easier to do it, isn't it? And everybody looked at Paul and said, well, what did we do as a team? We didn't play any game. We didn't play any sport. Well, climbing a mountain is teamwork too. Now, who brought sandwiches? Peter. Who brought the flag? Mary. And who led us up the mountain? You did, Paul, you did. And now, what do? We follow the leader. Okay, now I say, sit down. Peter, that means you too. And everybody sat down. And Paul said, what did we do when we came up the side of the mountain? And Joseph said, well, we went from side to side to side, and we could have gone straight up the mountain. We didn't have to go side to side. Now, Joseph, I am the one who's leading us on this trip, and I am the one. Joseph, are you tired at all? No. Joseph, have you ever climbed up this mountain, straight up the mountain? Yep. What were you doing when you got to the top? Puffing, puffing. Oh, it was a hard climb going straight up. Well, Joseph, what happened when we went from side to side? Well, it was like going up nothing, just like walking up a little easy hill. Well, that's right, Joseph. And that's the way you climb mountains. You go up a little bit at a time, from side to side, and before you know it, you're up at the top. And you're not expending all that energy to going straight up. You just walk easily and smoothly and beautifully, and it's wonderful. Paul, how'd you know all these things? Well, I told you. My dad read me the article from National Geographic on these climbers up in the mountains in the Himalayas. Where are the Himalayas? The Himalayas, they're over in India. They're just north of India. Well, how high are they? Well, they're a little bit higher than our mountain here. This is Mount Everest. Shall we call it that? Why not? That's a good name. I don't think so. And Arnold said he didn't think so. And Paul said, what do you mean? Well, we should call it Mount Paul, because you brought us up here, and we're naming it after you. And Paul says, well, what do you think, group? Yes, Mount Paul. It should be Mount Paul. They all shouted, and they all said, it should be Mount Paul, because you led us up here, and it should have your name. And Paul, you should put the flag up. Take it from Mary. There, Mary, give him the flag. Okay, okay, here, Paul. And so he took the flag and he put it at the very peak of Mount Paul. And they all sat there and they said, that's good. That's nice. Paul, you are a wonderful guy. You are wonderful. Paul, you deserve the 2 sandwiches. And Peter gave him 2 sandwiches. And they all enjoyed it so much. And they all played together and did wonderful things together. And Arnold said, you know, Paul, I'm happy we have someone like you. You're older than the rest of us. We're all 5 years old, but you're a day older than the rest of us. And you are so wise. How did you get to be so wise, Paul? Well, I listen to my mommy and daddy, and my mommy and daddy tell me all the things that are important. And then, after mommy and daddy tell me everything, I stop and I sit down by myself And I say to myself, okay, now what is it I really want to do? And then, you know what? What? Well, do you know what? Well, what? Tell us, Paul, what is he talking about? You know what? All right. Well, you know what? A little voice in me starts talking and starts telling me what wonderful things I can do. And the little voice in me says, Paul, believe in yourself. You can do it. You can do it, Paul. Paul, you are brilliant. Paul, you are intelligent. Paul, you are a leader. Paul, you have lots of friends. And I'm 5 years old. That's right. And you believe it, don't you, Paul?
Yes, I do.
My dad always says, Paul, you're a leader. My mom always says, Paul, you're brilliant. You're a genius. My brothers and sisters always say, Paul, you know it all, don't you? Huh? And I just say, thank you. And I go about my way. Because, you know, that's what I do. And you know, Mr. Candle, going up and down the hill with these kids was kind of fun. Because it showed me that I didn't have to be demanding. I didn't have to do anything. I just say, let's go this way. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Or I didn't even say, let's go half the time. I just went. And they followed me because they thought I was their leader. And really, they were their own leader, choosing to follow the direction that I showed them to go. Well, that's right, Paul. That's what leaders are. Leaders are people who listen within themselves for guidance and direction and follow that. And people believe in people who listen within and who do that. Well, Mr. Cannell, you think I'm really a leader? You think I'm really going to be a leader? Well, Paul, you've shown yourself to be a leader already. And you just watch. If you keep listening only to the voice within you, you'll be a good leader. You'll be a wonderful leader, and everyone will really appreciate you and will really think that you're just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, Mr. Candle, I like that phrase, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I like that. Can I use that too? Sure, Paul. We can all use that anytime we want. Okay, Paul. Here we are. It's that time of night again, and Mr. Sandman is coming right there through the door. See him? He's coming right inside, and he's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle the pixie dust all over you and all of your friends and have you have happy, wonderful, beautiful dreams. So, Paul, you call your mommy and daddy for a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and snuggle down in your bed there and grab your teddy bear and say, okay, Mr. Teddy Bear, we're going to go to sleep now, and you have wonderful dreams, and know that this I'll be back and visit you another time, and this is Mr. Candle, and I love you, and I see you all being happy all the time, having wonderful adventures, and you being a very outstanding leader. So, until I see you again, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.